Jacob Christian. Don't forget his name's Fred Gaskin. Afternoon Delight, Village Vice. I'm about to see the light.
Octopuses have three hearts. The baseball game is about to start. Nope.
Okay.
There's a 6-hour rain delay. Albernator, birds and gators. Panama Canal has got a savior. Zach hates Matt. Big Ben Brad. I just took you to Pound Town with a slap.
Hit it again.
Oh, yeah.
More time.
Oh, yeah.
Dab, Zach, Brad, and Kyle, Hunter, Graham, Lindsay.
All right, I'm not going to make y'all go through the whole song again.
Don't forget his name, Fred Gaskin.
Hit the button. Hit the button.
Village Vice, I'm about to see the light.
I thought you've been there before, Kyle. Come on.
Welcome back, everybody. Barncast Live for Thursday.
Turn the song down.
Night edition. I turned down the sounds button. I thought it was like, why is it the music going down?
The thumbnail says too much boog, so we had to just keep going, right?
Yeah, the boog wouldn't let me turn it down, Zach.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
How's that make you feel? All right, we're back. It's going to be another edition of Spin That Wheel. We got the Wheelmaster, Christian, in the house. And we had a lot left over from the wheel last week. So we got some of that and we added some new stuff and it's going to be a lot of fun. We have been instructed from you guys, the audience, to make sure that we read what the wheel actually lands on.
That's a good note.
Instead of just start answering. So we'll do better with that. Before we get started, anybody got anything special you want to talk about?
Shout out to the burn community. If you left a comment last week and put an over under, it's on the wheel, baby.
Let's go.
How many of those were there?
About six. And they're all six? Really good ones.
Or do you think it was six?
Over under 5.5.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they were all really solid too. Like I really like them. I'm excited. I hope they land tonight.
Before we get started, quick shout out, my man Tom McClung. I'm in Athens, Alabama right now. I'm going to play in a golf tournament tomorrow. He's got me set up with dinner tonight, got me set up with a hotel room. So shout out. Wow. He might be listening right now. So let's get started.
That's awesome.
Spin that wheel, Christian.
All right, let's pop it up here, add to the stage, and spin that wheel.
Who's going to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
I'm the wheelmaster.
Yeah, he's the wheelmaster.
All right, let's start with this one. This or that or that. Running back two will be... Who will be running back two on this roster?
Omar Mabson.
Ooh. I mean, I know that there was a little bit of disappointment in Bryson Washington for spring, but it's like really hard for me to imagine that he's not the guy. I mean, that's who they went to get. You know what I mean? I like Omar, but I'm going to take the easy pick. I'm going to go Bryson Washington.
Am I the swing vote to start today?
Well, you could pick Davenport.
I could. I'm not going to, though.
And then we have to turn the show off.
I do think Mapson wins it.
Wow.
Bryson Washington is fun. I am concerned. I am concerned about what we have heard earlier this season. I hope he turns it around because I think if he is the second running back, then that only means good things for the offense. But I think Mapson takes it.
Are you guys best friends now? Like, what's going on? Is this a conspiracy against
me? We might have played karate in the garage. Might have.
Okay.
You don't play karate, though. You do karate.
See, there we go. Friendship's over. I've already messed
friendship's
it up.
Over. It's a great run. It's a great run. End of an era.
Mm.
Spin that wheel.
Hang on. Chat said we got Washington. We got Mapson. Can Washington pass pro? That's a question from John Pine. Can he pass pro? Have you seen that?
Well, Baylor threw it 8,000 times last year. So I hope he can. And the guy threw for like 5,000 yards. So I hope
I will say all three of the candidates for RB2/RB3, so the two guys we've mentioned and Davenport, they can all pass protect better than Jeremiah Cobb.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
I can't disagree with that.
All right, how do we pop this bad boy back on the screen?
Last week, I think you had to like take it off and put it back on to reset it. I think that was the most effective way to do it.
Could you hear the click? Could you hear the wheel clicks that I put it up? Yes,
it's very satisfying.
Here we go. Spin the wheel.
Okay, I hear it now.
No way. Too early for trumpet. It's too early for trumpet.
It's never too early for trumpet. Oh, there's an echo.
Six-minute trumpet?
Early trumpet call. That's an early trumpet call right there.
Wow. Yes. Love that.
Somebody, Auburnator, says that needs to be my walkout music tomorrow for the golf tournament. If they did that, if that was a thing, that would be awesome.
That'd be the best score. Like, it'd be the best round you've ever shot.
That's true. Oh,
I might just download it and put it on a loop on the little caddy speaker.
That'd be electric.
Don't hate that.
Spin that wheel. Let's do another
one. All right, here we go. Spin that wheel. Here we go. Over under Alabama win total, 8.5.
Over. I don't even need to look at the schedule. It's over.
8.5 seems a little low, just initially thinking about it.
I think their schedule's so gettable for all of them. Like,
yeah, like, do you see 4 losses on the schedule? So let's play that game. Let me read them through real quick. Do you see 4 losses? East Carolina?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Florida State?
No.
South Carolina?
No.
Mississippi State?
No.
Georgia?
Yes.
Possibly.
Tennessee?
No.
Texas A&M?
Yes.
Possibly.
LSU?
Yes.
No.
Vanderbilt. At LSU. Even so, okay, let's say maybe. That's 3. At Vanderbilt.
No.
Chattanooga. And then the Iron Bowl. So they would have to lose to Georgia, Texas A&M, LSU, and the Iron Bowl for them.
I think
to
they
be
lose 3. I think they go 9-3.
Yeah, I think 9-3, 10-2 is the bet for all.
I don't think they get to 10. But 9 is like right there in that sweet spot. So I'll say
they'd have to like I don't see them going 0-4. Like, are they gonna go 0-4 in those 4 games? Like, I don't think so. They'd have to almost lose to like Kentucky.
Their 2 hardest games are in Tuscaloosa too. Georgia and A&M are in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. If you get one of those, it's
they do have a very favorable home schedule for sure for all the tough. All the tough teams, except for, you know, theoretically LSU, seem like they're at home.
Jacob J, member for 7 months. Hot take: Alabama and Auburn finish with the same record, or within 1 game of each other. It's a hot take. I think that is a hot take. That is what I love it when people give a hot take and it's actually a hot take. Well done, Jacob J. Well done.
Yeah,
I don't hate that one. I mean, what would that mean? What would that mean? It would mean they both enter the Iron Bowl with like 7 or 8 or like 8 wins.
8-4, 9. Yeah. 8-4, 9-3. I would take that.
Yeah. If you told me Auburn and Alabama finish with the same record, I would guess that would be 8-4.
Yeah. Okay.
That would be Alabama underachieving and Auburn overachieving.
I'll tell you this. If we both finish with the same record, I would say it's 8-4 as well, but I would say Auburn beat Alabama.
I believe that. Yeah, based Auburn schedules. Auburn schedules stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
All right, ready to go? Let's spin the wheel. Ooh. I don't know if you're ready for this, Zach, but what's the card of the day?
Oh, gosh.
Early pull.
All set out last time.
Yeah.
Basketball or football?
Mm.
How about one of each?
Yeah.
There's one of each right now.
Go football now. Football now. Oh, one of each now? Okay. One of each now.
He's going to think really hard about this.
I'm cool with it.
All right. I will go Keldrick Fox Superfractor.
Ooh.
One of one. Only one in the world. The Send the House insert from Bowman's Best this year.
That's the only card of that in the whole world.
Yeah, you see the one of one up there?
That's awesome.
That's how it's that
only
works.
One Superfractor.
Wow.
And then Jani Broome on card. So this insert is the only, like, it's the only insert I've seen where Jani actually signs the card, not a sticker that goes on the card. So Jani Broome on card auto PSA 10.
Love that. Love that. What brand was that one? What was the basketball? The Tops?
Yeah, just flagship. Yeah, Tops.
Nice. Nice. Love that.
It's good stuff, I think.
Hey, in the chat, what's everybody drinking in the chat tonight? Drop it in the thing while we get ready to spin
Diet Coke.
The wheel.
I got
just
nothing.
Regular Coke Cola for me tonight, but just still want to hear what everybody's drinking. I'm going to spin it.
Gotta love that sound.
Oh. Okay, this is an old one. This was sitting here from last week, so this is a question for of the old. What year do you think Brad's laptop was made? Over under 2011, based on his old laptop.
So old laptop, I'm saying, I don't know which one would be over or under, but before 2011. I don't know how it even turned on.
So laptops were invented in 1981, apparently. So... I'm going to say under.
Did you just pull that stat out of nowhere, 81, or did you actually look that up?
Weighed 24 and a half pounds. I don't know if y'all know that.
I don't – like, for the folks, for the members who saw the post show that was, like, that we dropped on a Wednesday night for Thursday, I was, like, super delirious. I had to go to Birmingham to take a test the next day, so, like, we had to pre-record it. And for some reason, you can't schedule member videos YouTube. That's the weirdest interface flaw for Google I've ever seen, regardless, whatever. So we're like, we'll just post it. But Brad started glitching and froze because he checked his email on his phone. Yeah, Albinator, it was electric. It was crazy. I was exhausted. I was so exhausted.
Post show and Village Vice were just insane. Like you were about to go on a rampage, like a rant, and you're like, I'll say it for the post show. And you're like, you know what? And then just went out on the rant. It was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. All right. Let's go again. Here we go. Let's spin the wheel. I love this wheel. It's so fun.
It's a great wheel.
Oh, here's one. Here's a fun one. Over under Gavin Jenkins, 1 million pass breakups.
Easy.
Over under.
Over.
Yeah. I don't see
over.
It.
Now, if you would have done this by halves of the season, I'm thinking about it. It's like, all right, the first six games, Gavin Jenkins, 1 million pass breakup. I'm like, probably under there, but for the entire season? Yeah, absolutely. Over.
You know what I'm doing? I'm taking the bonus line, 1.5 million, and I'm smashing the over.
The odds are probably really good there.
I think he's going to be somewhere right around 1.6.
1.6 million pass breakups for Gavin Jenkins.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's just that. A little over 1 million. No, it's not. It's a little over 100,000 per game.
Hey, thankfully, this entire last 2 weeks, we've been doing like just hysterical jokes on the wheel. Thankfully, we finally got a serious one. We finally got one.
Thank you.
About time.
We've started getting criticized that we aren't serious enough. And finally...
talking over unders on games, and then Gavin thank you.
You know what?
I knew what we needed.
I got a lot of criticism about us not being realistic. That's what people were saying. Like, stop.
Well, like they can't say that now. They can't say that now. Can they?
How do you like me now?
A million pass breakups this year.
1.6. How you like me now?
Yeah. What do you think about that for realistic? Yeah.
I can't wait at media days next week for everybody to be like, so coach, you know, what was it like for you to, you know, like get to Auburn? And I'm gonna be like, so Gavin Jenkins, he's starting.
Yeah.
Which is like, so what's Gavin like? What's he like? What's Gavin like? Just tell me about him.
Yeah. Does Gavin know me?
Does Gavin ever say anything about me, coach? Y'all ever just like bring me up from time to time?
How funny would that be?
No, you hey, asked that. I didn't ask that to Champ. Like, has Gavin ever?
Does Gavin ever talk about?
Did you ever like say he listens to any podcasts or anything?
I never will forget.
Gavin, a big podcast guy. You ever talk about podcasts?
I never will forget. I had a tweet one time, and it was gassing up Hugh Freeze about something about in-state recruiting. And my buddy that was on staff called me, and he's like, guess what? Your coach read your tweet at practice, or not to practice, to the staff. It was something to do with how good they recruited. And then, but he gave credit to like another writer for Auburn.
Oh.
Another person that covers Auburn. But the guy was like, don't worry, I knew it was yours. I was like, well, that doesn't count.
Hey, yeah, this has actually got some serious potential here. What if it's actually lower than a million due to quarterbacks being afraid to pass to him?
You know, I didn't factor that in. Gosh.
That would impact the line for sure.
Yeah.
Because after two games, when he's over 200,000, people are going to have to start game planning away from him.
That's true.
If he gets 999,999, what's that mean?
The line's a million, so it would be the under.
Be the under.
Yeah. Somebody else.
It's Albinator. It was Albinator.
What does it mean if it's under the number?
It was Albinator. The guy. That's why I put it up.
Albinator. I love Albinator. It's hilarious.
Hey, shout out Dap here. If you haven't checked out Coffee and Cornbread from this morning, he put out an awesome part on the Throwback Thursday. Go check that out if you're a members only. Man, it was so cool.
Love Daryl Dapper.
Every Thursday on that.
Going back to what Kyle said, you know, about like stuff that we put on social media that the staff pulls up. I got a call during this was Hugh Freeze era, and I posted a clip that was me and Jake Crane, and like we were talking about how the receivers aren't doing enough or whatever. And Hugh like played it for the receivers. And then I forgot who it was about. I think it might have been Jair Shorter, maybe. And like Hugh called him like to stay. And he's like, you know, they're talking about you, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Oh gosh.
Zach, are you going to the card show this month?
If you're talking about the one in Neville, yes. Yes, they have given me a table. So I will be there.
What's that date?
I think it's the 22nd, but don't quote me on that.
Can I come just like film you in the wild?
Yes. Actually, if you want to do that, that'd be awesome.
I may do that.
Can that be on members only, or does that have to be on OnlyFans? Like, what does that have to be on? Like, it's a question here. Question.
Dude, paying Zach, people paying to watch Zach strike a deal?
Be wild. You also could just come to the card show and buy Auburn cards for me, too.
That's true.
Trey's got a good point. It's like, hey, coach, what's the name of 23 on defense? His name is Fred Gaskin.
Yes. Thanks, coach. Got it. Thanks, coach. Appreciate it. Hey, does Sam Turner ever mention?
What's the safety that came from South Florida? His name is Fred Gaskin.
What's his name?
Champ.
Yeah.
Sam Turner. Did I ever mention you?
Yeah. Hey, hey, Byram. Does Sam ever talk about Daryl in meeting? Does he ever come up? No.
I think we should spin the wheel. We're having a good time here. I hope everybody's having a good time. Make sure you hit that like if you haven't already. If you're thinking about subscribing, if you haven't subscribed yet, click that subscribe button. It's free and easy. And if you want to become a member and get some of that member only stuff, it's quick and easy to do that as well. Join the barn today. Here we go. Spin the wheel.
So satisfying. I kind of wish it would spin a little bit longer, if I'm being honest.
I can fix that.
Can you?
All right.
It can spin longer.
I can. All right. Here we go. 1.5 coaches fired on Auburn's schedule this year.
This is one of my favorite lines that I made that I sent you.
All right. Let me pull up Auburn's schedule.
And I will fix the wheel
so
setting.
So Baylor has a chance to fire their coach.
Yeah. That one's a for sure. That one's done. See
ya. Dave Aranda, yeah, he's hot seat for sure.
So what's the line? 2.5?
1.5.
1.5. So we got two of them.
So does a second person, if we all think Aranda's there.
Yeah.
Lebby's interesting.
Ooh.
Heupel's interesting.
Heupel for me.
Depending on who you talk to, Bama, I'm not in that camp, but.
His buyout's like $60 million.
Right. If there wasn't an extension this offseason, I think it's a different conversation, but I don't
think. Jeff Lebby hasn't won a football game since Nam. He's got to be on the list, right?
That's true. He's got to be on the list. I think Heupel's on the hot seat, especially if Golish beats him. Like,
I'm going to say Kathy,
where did what email was it to? Was it to Kyle's? Kyle, have you seen that?
No.
Okay. Let us know, Kathy. Happy to help him.
I'm going to say over.
I think that's over as well. Great. Yeah.
Because just, I think Dave Aranda is a lock to be fired.
Right. And then does Tennessee do something crazy?
Something's going to happen.
I think Jeff Lebby on the hot seat's ridiculous, just to be clear. I think it's ridiculous. But
is it because of like program expectations or why? Why do you think?
Right. It's like, what do you want them to do? They don't have any money to pay guys.
Win more than one conference game in 2 years?
Yeah. Who are they going to get to replace him? You know,
is that too much the thing?
Dude, the Revs got wow, the Revs taking the over for sure.
Ooh.
Oh, you're just saying they all have hot seats. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that DeBoer has a hot seat, but I agree on the other three. And I don't think
DeBoer had a hot seat.
Should be hot, but I could see Tennessee doing something like that.
Yeah, fair. Fair. All right.
So, all right. Most people are saying the over. I don't think I've seen anybody say the under. So.
All right, let's see if this spin goes longer. Here we go. Let's spin the wheel.
Oh, yeah.
That's the stuff.
That's so perfect. Somebody spun that wheel hard. Is Samford's coach on the hot seat?
Here we go.
I genuinely don't know.
I don't know who.
Yeah. Over under catches from running backs, 20 and a half.
You pulling up South Florida stats?
Yeah.
Same.
So how many
I think that was the amount they had last year. That's why I picked that.
My heart says over.
All right. So Alvin Isaac last year at USF had 14. Davenport had 5. So we're at 19. Sam Franklin had 5.
24.
Cartavious Norton had 2. That's it. So what is that? 26?
What year was 2021 or 2022 when they were so good at?
Yeah, he was there both those years. Yeah. He was the South Florida of 23, 24, and 25.
Gosh, even at Tennessee. Right,
in 2024, Keith had 13. Naquan Wright had 22.
Oh,
interesting. So way over. That's interesting. That's worth looking at, actually. That was also the year Byram was hurt. So I kind of wonder if they like shifted things up a little bit.
I think I'd take the over.
I do too.
It's like he got it. They spread it out a little bit more at Tennessee.
His last year at Tennessee was 22, right?
Yeah, he was there 21 and 22.
Small only had 12 receptions that year. Samson had 3. Wright had 2. So they only had 17 from running backs. That's the year they also had like Hyatt with 67 receptions, McCoy with 52. Like they had they threw the ball a ton, but not to running backs. So if you want to take it from SEC experience, I think I like the over, but 20, like it's right there. Like 22, I think would be the number I'd pick.
Brad saying, I think Byram takes off and runs more than he throws a check down. So I agree with that for sure. But 20 is a pretty low number.
Talk about the season. It's very low.
Kathy, ask him to send it. I don't know what that email is. Send it to Zach at activewealth.com, please.
Right. Yeah. Spin it.
Okay. Here we go.
I was over, by the way.
Yeah, I think we are. Yeah.
That's the perfect amount of spin.
The Rev Barn Booster thing of the Super Chat Cobb had 24 receptions and 25. Take the over for me.
Okay. Sure. All right. Over under for Auburn to become bowl eligible set at 9.5 games. So when if they become bowl eligible, when will it happen? 9.5. Week 9, week 10. Where are we sitting?
So it's essentially, does Auburn start 6-3 or not?
Precisely.
A lot of that starts with the first 5.
I'm going to say under, and I think it's they become bowl eligible after game nine. They beat Arkansas.
So you would be over.
What was the line?
It's nine and a half.
So, yeah.
So if it's after game nine, if it is Arkansas the 10th game?
Arkansas is the ninth game.
Three, four,
then it'd be the under. Yeah.
Six, seven, eight. Yeah. Arkansas is a ninth game. I say under too, but I'm a little bit more. I'm booging pretty hard here.
Brad's saying Georgia. The Georgia game is going to be some bowl eligible.
Is he in DFM still? Is he DFM from the comments tonight? I love it.
Brad, DFM law, baby.
What's DFM mean?
Dump chat, let us chat. Tell Kyle what DFM means. Chat, tell Kyle what DFM means.
Can I say something? Game six, maybe not. But week seven, maybe.
Ooh.
That'd be so electric.
So Auburn starts 5-1 and then beats LSU at home?
Yeah, I don't have faith in the Georgia game.
I would take that in a heartbeat.
I really do think that they can run the table till Georgia. They'll fall short in Athens, and I think that they can take down LSU. I really don't like LSU's schedule. I do really think – I think they can be bowl eligible after the LSU game.
LSU plays Alabama right after us.
Yeah, and they play eight straight games, and we're the eighth game on that schedule.
And Kiffin can't, like, get Alabama out of his head. So he always screws that game up. So is he thinking about Alabama when he should be thinking about Auburn? And then we sneak up and get Pop-Tart Bowl eligible, maybe.
Mm. A lot of people saying dumb fan mode. That's the answer. That's DFM. Albinator with a good point here. What if we're so good we get bowl eligible at game five? That's a question worth asking.
I like that.
The Rev, UGA game for me too. That big G means goalish now in Athens.
Hey, this show is about too much boog, so I'm all about it. This show is about having too much boog.
You knew when you made the thumbnail.
When that prompt spit out that thumbnail, it knew what was coming. I love it. I love it.
Kyle, what's the barn email?
TheBarnAuburn@gmail.com.
Perfect.
Send it.
Send it, Kathy. Miss Kathy.
Miss Kathy. She's got the more boog than anybody.
That's true.
Hang on a minute.
I don't know. Barn Booster's pretty close.
Red. What is this? What? How in the world? How? Wild unpopular take. Pop-Tart Bowl is my least favorite bowl game, along with Mayo Bowl.
I can't wait to hear this on the live dive tomorrow. Tune in, live show, Village Vice is live every Friday at 10 a.m. There's something that evolved in the group text that will be brought up, as well as this take.
Mayo Bowl, I'm with him. Not a big Mayo guy.
I don't hate the Mayo Bowl take, but the Pop-Tart Bowl, like...
Get out of here.
Yeah.
The Pop-Tart Bowl has, like, cemented itself in culture at this point.
Yes. Yeah, it has a cult following now.
Us having Messi in town was a sneaky Cohen perfect prelude to the goalish era.
All right. All right, 10 times.
Can't believe we haven't seen that everywhere. That's really well done, 10 times.
In the wheel.
Y'all remember when he changed his name?
Yeah.
After we won the was it after we won the NIT?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Time for another Zach Carter of the Day.
Hold on.
Christian, so you weren't here then, but 10 times original name was 9-time champion, because I don't know if you remember, but this offseason,
yeah,
Auburn won 7 national championships. And then after we won the NIT, he changed it to 10-time champion. So good.
That's great. That is awesome.
Pop-Tart Bowl needs to be the permanent national title game. I agree.
I don't hate. When's that. The last Could you time imagine?
Hey, let's do an over-under. How many years?
This year.
You had your last Pop-Tart.
This year.
I cannot remember the last time I had a Pop-Tart.
And I'll tell you exactly why. I was going down the cereal aisle, and I was trying to get old man oatmeal, trying to actually care about my fiber intake, and there was a coupon on the wall for a 4-pack of Pop-Tarts. And I said, you know what? Okay. So I got myself a little taste of high school, because that's all I ate in high school as a senior. It was terrible. I'd bring like a bottle of Pepsi and and a Pop-Tart with me to homeroom every morning because I was always like waking up 2 minutes before the bell and I had to run the class. Yeah, it's best Pop-Tart flavor, though. It's s'mores. That's the best one.
That's a good one.
That's the best one.
Alabama's 0-16 in the NIT. Of course they are. They're not good enough to go win the second most prestigious postseason basketball tournament in college basketball. Maybe most second most prestigious basketball tournament in the world. You know why I don't like Pop-Tarts? Because the edges make me physically angry.
Because they don't have the things. Okay. Yeah, all right.
I bite into one and it makes me physically angry, ill, all those things.
You know what? I don't hate that.
Did Zach run away? There he is.
I found it.
Cool.
Keldrick Falk Auto, first Bowman. This is the first one ever graded of Keldrick Falk. And it got a 10.
Wow.
Pack pulled by me. First one graded. There we go.
What's the coolest card you've ever pulled?
I have a great story on this.
Oh, okay.
I love this. I love sidebars.
Yes.
2 years ago, opening day at the card shop in downtown Opelika. Open a box of Big League, pull a Mike Trout auto number to 25.
Wow.
The opening day game he's playing in it is on in the shop. He hits a home run seconds later. It was electric.
Go off.
The place went crazy. I'll remember it for the rest of my life.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
Write the script. Wow, that's movie stuff right there.
That's a Disney movie. That's a Disney movie.
Disney doesn't have that good of an imagination.
Yeah, you're one right. Like getting cut from the team and having to like walk home in the rainstorm away from having a Disney movie.
Becoming a middle school teacher and then bouncing back and becoming a professional card puller. All right, spin the wheel.
Hold on. We got stuff to get to. Hold on. 10 times says,
put
peanut butter on the breaded side of the Pop-Tart and stick that side up in the microwave for 20 seconds. Strawberry or blueberry the best. That sounds delightful.
You know, that could change things.
Would you have to get a new toaster, though? Like, wouldn't that mess up the toaster?
It says microwave. It says microwave.
Oh, microwave. Oh, I don't have one of those. Okay.
You don't have a microwave?
I don't. Haven't had one for years. Once you stop having a microwave, I promise you, you forget. You don't even need it. You don't need it.
What do you use? Broil? Oven. Are you a broil guy?
Stove and toaster oven. Yeah.
Oh, toaster oven. That's a microwave.
Sure, but it's just not a microwave. But yeah, sure.
Got it.
It's like a microwave, only it's.
That's like saying you don't have a car, but you drive a truck. Like, okay.
Okay. I don't know. That's like two totally different ways to heat things, though. I still don't know how a microwave heats things.
Yeah.
Kathy dropping memberships.
Let's go.
Thank you, Miss Kathy.
Making it rain in here with memberships. Let's go.
Who all, Christian, can you shout out the folks that got the gifted memberships?
I can do that. Yeah.
So here's my Pop-Tart perspective on things. I heard y'all talking about that while I was trying to find that.
Talk shop for you.
What was that? So the... Growing up, we had Pop-Tarts on the reg at the Blackerby household. Like, all right, cool. Part of breakfast, quick breakfast, whatever, snack. But they were never frosted. Like, my mom just never got, like, so I saw these Pop-Tart commercials. And I'm like, it's weird that they put the frosting on there in the commercials. And then I went to somebody's house and they gave us Pop-Tarts and I'm like, what is going on here? These are so much better.
How come the fun ones can't come to my house?
They're out of them.
I brought it up to my mom and she's like, oh yeah, I was doing it to like save, like these are a little better for you, but yeah, we can just get those. And I'm like, and in hindsight, I'm like, they're Pop-Tarts. They're all terrible for you.
So they were still had the filling. They just didn't have anything on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. Unfrosted right. Pop-Tart. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Todd Dickinson, WESPM76, King Diesel, Kusa Kraken, and Lori Wilkinson, all new members of the barn. Welcome to the barn. Thank you, Kathy.
Matthew Smith saying Cody Sigler is the next Derek Brown. Well, that's more of a boog statement than Brad saying the 12-0 stuff earlier.
Let's keep booging.
But Matthew, booging. From the tips of your fingers to God's ears, my guy.
Is that considered a hot take? Is that considered a hot take?
Yeah. One of the hottest takes I've ever seen. But that's I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. I love it.
Tammy robs Zach of a
Come on.
Tam, how could you?
Let's spin the wheel.
Stumpy's Corner just despises soccer, by the way, in the chat.
Stumpy, you don't have to watch it, buddy.
All right, here's a fun one. Over under for Vanderbilt win total, 5.5. Is Vanderbilt Candace, a bowl team?
Welcome, Candace. Does that say what I think it says?
What do you think it says?
Does it say Candace Areola? 48-20?
I think it does. I think it does.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are we being punked right now?
All right. Win total for Vanderbilt. 5.5. Let's look at Vandy's schedule up here. Do you think they're a bowl team? That's the biggest question.
Zach is in shambles, right?
Yeah, he's not doing good right now. He's thinking about those unfrosted Pop-Tarts, I think.
All right, so can they beat NC State?
Yes, they can beat NC State. So I think they can start the season off 3-0 because they play Austin Peay and Delaware and then NC State. So I think Vanderbilt can start 3-0. Then they have Auburn, no chance. Georgia, no chance. Ole Miss, no. What about Vandy against Arkansas? Who do you like there?
I like Vandy over Arkansas.
So that's 4. What about Vandy over Kentucky?
I'd probably pick Vandy.
Okay, so that's 5. Okay, what do you think about Mississippi State and Vandy?
I'll probably take Vandy.
No, so there's your 6 right there. And then they finish off at Alabama, Florida,
Tennessee.
I think
the storybook is over this year.
Auburn needs it to be over.
Yeah.
I think that story's over.
So what is the story? Is the story just making them not bowl eligible? Like if Clark Lea still gets Vanderbilt as a bowl eligible team. Like
a 4-8 season for Vandy would be nice.
Right. It's about time. It's about that time.
It's like, all right, that was all a good run.
All this 10 win stuff is really starting
to get my statue for Diego. He deserves it. Yeah.
Okay.
San Diego.
Jacob J said to check your email, Kyle. And while that happens, I'm going to spin the wheel.
Oh, gosh. He's drying up a lake somewhere.
Let's spin the wheel while that happens. Also, somebody gives Zach some oxygen.
I'm okay. I'm back now.
Oh, perfect timing. Perfect timing.
For what?
To be back. Perfect timing to be back. Oh, no.
It's I got it.
Blue. It's the orange and blue.
Orange and blue.
My bad. The name of the trumpets thing is orange and blue. So I got those mixed up. My bad.
That's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
My bad.
It's all for booging today. We're good.
That's win-win in my mind is what that is.
Can never be wrong. Can never be wrong. Not on this show. Especially when you're talking about, you know, Gavin Jenkins and making realistic takes. Whew. All right. Should we spin it again? How are we feeling? How are we feeling, chat? We feeling good? Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Feeling good. Right.
Let's go again. Let's spin the wheel. I keep looking over way early because I'm ready for it to be done, but I forgot I turned it up longer.
I know. It might be a little too long, but don't change it.
You're going to get another card of the day. There was 3 on here, and you hit all 3 today.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember which ones I've shown and which ones I haven't.
We've seen 2 Kedrick Falks. We've seen a broom, and we've seen What was
how about we pick a player? How about we pick a player and then you get – are they that readily available?
Not me. Yeah, that's a good – let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to go
Wow, really?
Carlos Rogers.
I don't know if he has licensed cards. I don't know if he does or not. I don't have them.
He's a first-round pick.
Yeah, I'm going to make this one easy. I want Cam Newton.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
I think I have a Cam Newton card.
I want Cam Newton. Chat says Nick Fairley, too, if you have a Nick Fairley card.
Bubba Davis here.
Let's go.
Got more minutes on my phone for another voicemail.
Incredible. All right.
From Batavia, Ohio, from way of Greenville, Alabama.
By way of Greenville, Alabama, owns me every single time. Glad you got more minutes, dude. Send us another one. That was a good one.
All right, triple auto, Cam Newton, Nick Fairley, Mario Fannin, number to five.
That's beautiful.
Wait, so you got Mario Fannin, but you don't have Carlos Rogers?
I don't know if he has licensed stuff or not. I'm not sure.
What does that mean?
It's like Auburn logo. Is there an Auburn logo on it or not?
All right.
There you go.
Nice dress shirt, Zach.
Who's that supposed to be in the middle?
Some big chunky ass dude.
You like you play bass for like a grunge band or something, like a 90s alternative rock band. All right, let's roll.
All right, let's go. This is great. Spin it. Spin the wheel.
We got one of Bubba's classmates in the chat.
Oh, check that out. All right, here we go. Total interceptions for Auburn's defense this year, over under set at 6.5.
Well, Gavin Jenkins is going to get more than that. Over.
Yeah, so other than Gavin Jenkins' 1 million interceptions, how many total interceptions will Auburn defense have set at 6.5?
Are we taking Gavin Jenkins' picks out? Because that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
I think
we should probably keep him in.
I think at this point, you have to exclude all of Gavin Jenkins' stats, or it's not fair, you know?
That's true.
Where do I go look up interceptions? Okay, I got it.
Yeah, which one is
how many did we have last year?
4? Is that real?
We aren't good at picks.
We weren't.
Why would it have changed? It's the same defense. Why would it have changed?
But in 2024, we had 13.
I mean, why would you ever throw – like, if you had a lead against us last year, why would you ever throw the ball against us last year?
Right. So that's a question. This offense is going to be much better. So
puts more pressure on opposing offenses to score, for sure.
And we had 4 last year?
I would say over on this. Yeah.
I'm gonna say,
including Gavin Jenkins' picks.
Yep.
Yeah, I like.
We had 11 last year. Hold on,
11
passing attempts.
That seems high.
Completions, interceptions, TDs. No, we had 11 passing touchdowns last year.
11? I don't think that's right, Barnes.
No, we didn't. We did not have 11 interceptions. We had 4. If college football stats, CFB stats is right. Yeah.
Devontae thinks it's going to be over. He says new boy's going to have 3 this year.
All right. Hold on. No. He's right. We threw 4 interceptions last year.
We only threw 4 picks last year?
We only threw 4 interceptions last year.
Yeah, we did have 11. He's right.
But we only threw the ball 8 times last year, so it's not a great ratio. He's right. 11. So I'm taking the over.
So over easy then.
Yeah,
definitely easy. Definitely an over. Okay. All right, cool.
I mean, think about it. We had 11 last year without Gavin Jenkins.
Yeah, Rayshon had like, what, 2 in 1 game, didn't he? Or 3 in 1 game.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem right.
We did have 3 interceptions against Arkansas in 1 game. Yeah, my bad. You're right.
Did Pleasant have? We had how many Pleasant against Arkansas. What was the other one?
I thought Pleasant had multiple against Arkansas, didn't he?
I'll tell you. Rayshon Pleasant had 2 interceptions. Elijah Melendez had 2. Kinsley Fowlson had 1. God, there's a bunch of guys that had 1. Jay Crawford had 1. Xavier Atkins had 1. Caleb Harris had 1. Fagans had 1. Kieron Crawford had 1. Kay and Lee had 1. Yeah, we had 11.
Easy over then.
Who was the other pick 6? Rayshon against Arkansas. What was the other one?
Elijah Melendez.
That's right.
There it is.
Was that against? Okay. Who was that against?
Hell, it might have been against Arkansas. No, it was Mercer, wasn't it? Game log. Hold on. We had a pick 6 against Mercer. Yeah, that's it.
Mercer.
Was. Yeah, Mercer.
Hardly know her.
Oh.
And on that note,
family show. Spin the wheel. Do we see this?
We haven't done that yet.
Okay.
I'll answer that first. And
yeah, let's do this one first. Byron Brown is pretty much a better throwing Milroe.
I'm thinking, like, what that means.
Is that supposed to be a diss?
I can't tell.
It's a second-round pick.
Milroe was an elite runner, but he was a subpar passer. So is he saying that he's just as good running the ball as Milroe? He can just throw better?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's going for. I think he's less good of a runner than Milroe from the speed standpoint, but I do think he's probably a much better passer.
Matthew is saying it's complimentary. He's saying it in a good way. Yeah. So you are correct in that assumption.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matthew, for supporting the show.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. See this one, Zach, right here? Just want to put that up right there.
Super Bowl champ.
Okay. So, hey, first year quarterbacks faced 3.5.
What?
First year quarterbacks faced 3.5 over under. How many are you going to see?
So, Florida.
Yep.
Bandy.
Yep.
Tennessee.
That's Tennessee. 3. So what's Arkansas's QB situation?
I have no idea.
Kentucky. What's Kentucky's?
We don't play Kentucky.
That Minshew guy, right?
Yeah, we don't play Kentucky. That's right.
What about Mississippi? Did Kamario Taylor start last year?
I think so. No, Baylor's got DJ Lagway.
Yeah.
He played last year.
Yeah, I would say.
Kamario started the last 2 games. I don't know. It may just be 3. Who's Samford gotten?
Alabama, right?
Oh, yeah, Alabama. There's 4.
Yeah, Alabama. There it is. Yeah.
There's 4.
Okay, so over. Great.
Yeah, that's an easy over then.
We got there.
Not even controversial.
There, spin the wheel.
When I made that line, I wanted the discussion to like veer towards, will Sam Levitt be healthy or not? But I must have like miscounted. I forgot about Bama when I made that line.
Question.
All right, question. What's your go-to order at Waffle House? Chat, I want to hear this from you as well. What's your go-to order at Waffle House?
Right now, it's like just a lot of eggs. Trying to eat cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
But normally, all-star, scrambled, with bacon, grit, hash brown smothered and covered. And sometimes smothered, covered in country when I'm really feeling myself.
Okay.
I get the grilled chicken biscuit with hash browns covered. That's it. every single
time. I haven't had a Waffle House in 3 years because I don't think they're out here. At least I haven't seen them. But when I lived in Virginia, I used to go all the time. But I would get the All-Star Special. And I would get one of the like the sweeter waffles, like a pecan waffle or something like that. That's what I'd go for. Yeah. So whatever Gus orders.
It's a throwback.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Spin it.
All right. Let's hit it again. Let's spin the wheel. Spin it. Look at that. Jacob J had Waffle House for lunch. It's like we knew.
Legend. I mean, somebody there for breakfast in the morning. Very excited.
You got some good ones in there.
Chicken fried. I don't
know they had chicken fried steak. I bet that's really good.
Oh, wow.
All right, here we go. Over under Jeremiah Koger, 600 receiving yards.
What did he have last year?
Right about that.
Yeah. Whoever came up with these lines is absolutely cooking a five-course meal right now.
You're really high on him. You got to go first on this one, Zach.
Over.
Yeah, figured. Yeah, his line last year was... I thought I had that.
I mean, you're going to like the cultural movement Jeremiah Koger has here is like you're going to go to check out somewhere and they're going to be like, do you have your Koger card? Like it's going to be electric.
They're going to get stumbled over that R. I'll say over. I think I like over. Brad orders syrup with a side of waffles. Brad's big.
I feel like that's an insult. I feel like that was
that one. Seems so like an
Jacob J and Brad are developing a little bit of a beef.
It's a rivalry,
and this is the next part. Rivalry. This is the next chapter in that that rivalry.
The rivalry,
yeah. And honestly, I'm probably Team Jacob J in this. Unless Brad's watching, and I will quickly be joking with that.
Yeah. 10 Time says I went to Waffle House the other day, and they already knew my drink order.
Uh-oh.
Also, my doctor says I have high cholesterol.
I'm sure it's not related.
They're not correlated. There's no way. There's no way.
Yeah. What's your drink order? Now I got to know.
That's true. Like, it's not just a water if they know you're, like, it's got to be something special if it actually makes you worried about it.
I like a half and half Coke Diet Coke.
I'll get a coffee and an orange juice at Waffle House.
Yeah,
maybe a drink orders, wouldn't it?
Mm.
I guess so.
It's plural. Yeah. Spin it.
Spin it. Here we go.
Did y'all all say over for Koger 600?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Real original, right?
All right, here we go. Tight ends. 2.5 catches per game.
Under for me.
Under as well.
Yeah, that seems pretty easy.
Well, hold on.
So that's 30, right? 2.5 per game.
Yeah, I'm going to go 30. Under. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's safe.
It's going to wreck Daryl. Daryl's not emotionally ready for that.
The tight end room is talented, but it just doesn't.
He doesn't throw it to tight ends. He just doesn't throw it to tight ends.
He uses tight ends a lot. They're an important part of the offense.
Yeah, they're huge for the offense.
You're huge for the offense.
Wow.
Of course. Spin it.
All right. Let's do it again. Here we go. Spin the wheel.
I just noticed there's a spin again on there.
You're damn right there is. And we almost landed on it.
Oh, I thought we did.
Oh, that would have been crazy.
Everybody would have been saying this is fixed.
Well, he had two last year. So Elijah Melendez, 2.5 picks, over under.
Over, why not? He's going to play a lot more this year.
He is going to play a lot more.
I think opposing offenses are going to need to throw it more. Sure.
I'm going to say under, but just because I feel like linebacker interceptions are kind of rare.
So the letter must have not have got to him in his hotel room, but this was supposed to be a boogin podcast.
Man, if you bring up Elijah Melendez or Nash Johnson, Kyle's just going to poop
all over it.
He just
can't stand
him. Insane.
Well, just think about all the interceptions that he could have that Gavin Jenkins will take away from him.
No, there's no coming back from this.
Yeah, yeah, so he tried.
You don't like that. Elijah Melendez and Nash Johnson, and that stinks. That's really sad.
It's a bummer.
It's not the case.
Spin it again. We got to move on.
We got to get out of here.
Spin the wheel.
We got a super chat, but there was no chat that came through. So type it in again. Drunk Aubie's sister.
Yeah, just put it in chat. We'll look for it. Don't feel like you have to resend it. Super chat.
Super chat.
All right. Go back to the tight ends here. Total tight ends that catch a pass at 3.5. So will there be 4 tight ends or more catching a pass this year?
Under.
No, when I sent that, it was how many tight ends will have at least 3.5 catches.
Oh.
Okay.
That changes things. 1.
Yeah.
You think it's just 1?
Yeah.
I think it's Jake Johnson and Eccles would probably be my guess. I would say 2.
I think it's Jake Johnson and that's it.
I think Eccles gets
people are still saying under. It wasn't an over under.
Yeah, still under. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was going to be under the other one too, but yeah, I like I think Eccles. Yeah, 2. Yeah. Okay. Did we get the super chat? Did he write back? He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
It's her. It's tight ends. Aubie's sister.
Favorite all-time tight end.
Mine will always be Philip Lutzenkirchen. That's a classic one for sure. I like Sal Cannella. We didn't really use him as a tight end.
Dripping.
I like Sal Cannella as like a person. Like I talked to him a few times.
The icon.
But I feel like the right answer here is Preston Howard.
No.
Wow. You know what? You just shot the mood of this whole show down.
Oh, he did.
One single.
No, blow. Stop it. What are you just said Elijah Melendez is going to have a terrible season. You said that.
No, I didn't. Look, you're changing the tone of this thing all on your own, and I don't like it.
You guys need to sit down together and hash this out over an unfrosted Pop-Tart. I'm sick of it.
An unfrosted Pop-Tart. I'm sick of it. It looks really weird.
If I ever saw an unfrosted Pop-Tart, I would throw it out of a window immediately.
I think you would eat it and be like,
or into a window. One of the two.
Oh, boy.
All right, we got 2 more spins. Let's do it.
Yeah, 2 more spins for the night.
Two more spins.
2 spins. Everybody knows the rules.
2 trumpets. Let's do that.
What a way to end the show. Oh, what is that? Question Kyle, what?
Nothing. Don't worry about it. There's all right. I saw this. So you posted this on social media earlier today. So I put it on the wheel. What is your favorite Bruce Pearl era player? Chat, want to hear this from you, especially. Who is your favorite Bruce Pearl era player?
So as a player, it's Jani Broome. Jani Broome is my second favorite Auburn Tiger ever behind Cam. But personally, it's Zepp. Zepp Jasper is an incredible human being.
Yeah, I love Samir Dowdy. That dude was just a dog.
Yeah, Samir is a good one.
Broome is mine. I know it's a safe pick, but that is mine. Broome's mine. Ooh.
It is. Who's yours?
Broome. Oh, mine's Jabari.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's so fun to watch.
Why are you saying Jabari like that? That's a great pick.
Because you said it. I don't have an original one. That's
because he's the best. Because he's the best player that's ever played at Auburn.
I wish I had an original pick for that, but I don't. He is.
It's okay to like the best player in the history of Auburn basketball. That's an okay opinion.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I like Jabari too. Jabari thought was fun. He just wasn't there long enough. Yeah.
I love Tom Brady. He's got the most Super Bowls. Wow.
I love Tom Brady too. I think about him all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I'm spinning the wheel. We got one more left.
Last one.
I don't like how you're salty. How long have you been driving today? You in a bad mood?
Yeah, I'm angry.
There's some good ones on here, though. Dylan Cardwell.
Chuma was good, man. I wish we had one more.
Yeah.
I guess this is far as it's down right now.
I mean, Jabari, Melendez, Nash Johnson. I just don't get you, man. I don't get you right now.
He's all over the place.
I personally love all those guys. So I'm not going to let you lie on me. You're not gonna lie on me tonight.
Oh, I love you so much.
All right, let's spin the wheel one more time. Here we. Okay. What? What'd you say?
Is it not set? I thought you spun it already. Sorry. Go ahead.
What's today's trivia? You have a trivia question already?
I've always have.
You're incredible.
You underestimate me.
I Here don't underestimate you. You just continue to surprise me.
Spin the wheel, baby.
Oh, if it would have been a spin again, that would have been hilarious.
That would have been great. All right, final question for the night.
Over. I don't even know what it is.
Xavier Atkins, 7.5 sacks, over, under.
I think that's what he had last year. I think that's why I put that.
I think he had 9 last year, didn't he?
Did he?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna say over, though.
Sacks are like impossible to predict because
he did have 9. He had nine last year.
He did. He had 9 sacks last year. He had 84 tackles, 1 interception, 2 forced fumbles, 1 fumble recovery. How many sacks does he have? 7.5.
Atkins is so interesting to me because I do think he benefited from the impact of Keldrick, Bobby, and Kieron.
Yeah.
But I still think he's incredible. But sacks are such a team stat. Like, one person gets credited for them, but like, you need the whole like unit to work together.
How many would 3 a game be?
36.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going
37. Okay, so you're going over.
I'm going over. Yeah.
What more picks for Gavin Jenkins or sacks for Xavier Atkins?
That is the best question of the night. I think I'm going to go with Gavin Jenkins.
The record is 24, by the way. Terrell Suggs of Arizona State has 24 sacks set in 2002. So
I didn't know Terrell Suggs went to Arizona State.
He sure did.
Xavier Atkins is at least 3.5 times better than Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, totally.
Ooh, like this. This is great.
I mean, Terrell Suggs wasn't even the best linebacker on his team in the NFL. Like, come on.
New show idea. For members only, Kyle Rush dislikes what Auburn player? Episode 1, Nash Johnson.
Put it on the wheel. A wheel, and then Kyle's got to explain himself.
Yeah.
A show. What a show this was.
It's like Kyle has to rank Nash Johnson, Xavier Atkins, Elijah Melendez, and who else have you hated on? Junior.
And I didn't even hate on anybody. It's false advertising. All right, we're going to get out of here. Y'all, thanks for joining. Thanks for the super chats. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. We're going to do this every Thursday night until football season starts. So we'll be back again live Sunday night. And then you know where to catch all of our shows. Make sure you catch Coffee and Cornbread in the morning as well. Y'all have a great rest of your evening. We'll talk again very, very soon. We're out of here.